And if there's anybody that I know of, player, coach, teacher, student, or anybody that I've ever talked to about hitting, he knows more about my principles that I believe in hitting than anyone I've ever been with.
Thanks, Ted. Thanks for believing in me. I'm Steve Feroli. You are listening to the Ted Williams League Baseball Podcast.
Days at the playground, or right out in the street. Baseball made life complete.
Hey, everybody. I'm Steve Feroli, and thank you for listening to this podcast. I guess I am talking to young baseball players, parents, coaches, umpires, and maybe most importantly, youth baseball administrators. The reason I'm so excited that you are here is because I feel you have found your way to the best youth baseball program design of all time. And while that is a big claim to make, and also maybe a lot for you to digest, let me explain myself. To understand the quality of this program, I think it is very important that we first understand who Ted Williams is in the game of baseball. That is to say, what Ted Williams represents to the game of baseball. When we think of Ted Williams, often terms like the greatest hitter of all time, the last 400 hitter, a fighter pilot, a red seat in right field at Fenway Park, way up in right field, the Ted Williams Tunnel, cryonics, maybe fly fishing, the Jimmy Fund, or the Ted Williams League. All these things may come up with Ted Williams' name. For the purpose of this podcast, I want to focus on one that a lot of people do not realize or maybe have forgotten, and that is that Ted Williams is the number one forefather of technical hitting. That is to say, Ted Williams is the first person to heavily research and document the skill of hitting. He is the first real master of how to go about hitting a baseball. And all this work was very well documented in a book entitled The Science of Hitting, published by Simon & Schuster, written by John Underwood in the early 1970s. Now, sadly, the science of hitting theory did not take on or catch on to Major League Baseball at this time. As a matter of fact, Ted Williams once told me that he could not sell a case of his books, The Science of Hitting, to the Boston Red Sox. Why this theory did not catch on is really another very interesting podcast for another time. What is extremely important and exciting is that this theory is plastered all over Major League Baseball right now. While this is very exciting to me, because I believe the Ted Williams Science of Hitting theory is the best hitting theory ever designed, unfortunately, it is not being executed properly. And sadly, I would only rate it a 5 on a 1 to 10. Now, this is on an average. There are some hitters that are doing a very nice job of it. But on an average, I'd have to give it a 5 on a 1 to 10. While this would also make a very interesting podcast for another time, simply put, it's as if Major League Baseball hitters can swing, but they really don't know how to hit. That's how I would sum that all up. So why is this all so important to you as a young player, parent, coach, or administrator of youth baseball? Well, in the introduction, you heard Ted Williams himself clearly state that I understand or understood his theories of hitting better than anyone he had ever been with. And before we go a step further, I would like to talk about that for a minute, because Ted's conclusion would only come after 15 hard years of screening after the first day we had met. With the Ted Williams hitting theory clearly on the rise, I had become very motivated to tell this part of the story, because I have come to realize from Major League Baseball right down that the game does not understand the importance of Ted's contribution or mine as his chosen number one. And I feel that the game is missing out. I met Ted at his boys' baseball camp in Lakeville, Massachusetts. I was very well read on all of Ted's theories before I ever met him. My college baseball coach, Fred Brown, worked at Ted Williams' camp, and I guess he got sick of listening to me talk about hitting on long van or bus rides. And one day he called me up to the front of the van and said, "Hey, you know, would you like me to try to get you a job at Ted Williams' camp?" And he did. When I first met Ted, he immediately took a liking to me. And often over the years, I have tried to think about why. And this is my conclusion. I was a hard working young batting instructor in his baseball camp. I was a good college player myself. I was a physical education major with my core concentration in coaching. I understood his hitting theory inside and out before I ever met him. And number five, most important of all, was I logically questioned parts of Ted's theory that needed to be corrected, adjusted, or elaborated upon using my physical education background, my experience as a hitter, and as a batting instructor. Let me say that again, because that's really the heart of this podcast. I logically questioned parts of Ted's theory that needed to be corrected, adjusted, or elaborated upon with my physical education background and my experience as both a hitter and batting instructor. Now, I did this over a 15-year period of time, with much of this work also documented in my own hitting book entitled Disciple of a Master: How to Hit a Baseball to Your Potential. Ted Williams liked this book so much, he wrote its foreword. This book has been updated twice since then, the last time in 2023 as an ebook, and it can be purchased from our website. It is called Hit Your Potential: Mastering the Ted Williams Approach. These 15 years of hard work often would require me to gracefully spar face to face with the greatest hitter of all time and the number one forefather of how to hit a baseball. While they were exciting times, they were often nerve-wracking and very intimidating. It took me 10 years to feel comfortable around Ted Williams. One of my childhood heroes, Boston Bruins legend Bobby Orr, was afraid to meet Ted Williams, and I can completely understand why Bobby felt the way he did. In my case, I had to know my information inside and out and have to be able to handle counterpunches being thrown by the undefeated, undisputed champion of the subject. So why is this podcast so important to you if you are involved in youth baseball. Well, for starters, let me say this. If we look at Major League Baseball as the highest level of play, it took them 50 years to begin to digest this theory, and they still haven't got it right. If Major League Baseball has been 50 years behind schedule, where is youth baseball on this learning curve? What is sad is that while Major League Baseball is unquestionably the most talented baseball in the world, it is not always the best display of technique. This becomes very obvious to me when watching YouTube videos about how to hit a baseball, as many of them are based on video from Major League Baseball and therefore behind schedule. As a side note, hitting advice on YouTube is in an overabundance of scattered pieces, some good and most bad. I have never seen a YouTube hitting video I completely agree with. Not one. Not one. As a matter of fact, I can very rarely make it halfway through any of them. 10 times more important than all of this is that during the downtime of the theory, that is to say, the years where the majority of baseball did not want to hear Ted's theory, and for basic reference, this would be the 80s and the 90s. Ted, disgusted with the new direction of hitting, basically went fishing and started to look into the memorabilia part of his career. And I started my own boys' baseball camp. In this camp, I began to study the dimensions and equipment used in youth baseball between the ages of 8 and 14 years old. After a 10-year study, my conclusion was that most of the equipment and dimensions were out of scale and unsafe in relation to the player's body. I brought my study and conclusions to Ted Williams, and after a few years of deliberation on this subject, on September 21st, 1997, as a fall league, the first pitch of the Ted Williams League was thrown, with Ted Williams and myself as its co-founders. In my opinion, if you are between the ages of 8 and 14 years old, and you are not playing with the equipment and dimensions suggested by the Ted Williams League, you are not playing baseball at all, but rather displaying a game that looks like baseball, but is very different and in many ways unsafe. The Ted Williams League, by use of proper equipment and dimensions, has decreased hit batters by 48% and never had a case of Little League elbow or thrower's elbow, which haunts 20 to 50% of all youth baseball participants. The main reason I have created this podcast is to first help our local parents and players by explaining the depth of my background and summarizing what I see as the problems in youth baseball. Here are some of those problems. 1 out of 3 players hurting or weakening their arms and being hit at bat twice as much as they should be. Good coaches trying to teach a very difficult game out of scale, making their job even more difficult than it should be. Baseball boards of directors often filled with good men and women handcuffed by their national organization headquarters by insurance binders and or the hope of state or national tournament play, which ironically is also out of scale. Umpires being asked to open the strike zone, which to me is like lying to our children while they are trying to have fun. The purchase of expensive bats that are completely unnecessary and also out of scale. And finally, parents and players unknowingly trusting in a youth baseball organization that is out of scale in the hope that their children will be safe and happy in their journey to be normal American kids. So what will this podcast do for your player? Well, in the spring and fall, we will be running a program that will combine the educational testing system of my boys' summer baseball camp with pickup baseball games played under Ted Williams League rule. So two times a week, players will learn various baseball skills or team concepts, and then, when they feel ready, have the option to take the associated camp test. Then players will also be divided into equal teams and play a game with Ted Williams rules and equipment and dimensions in place. So what I'm saying is, if you are within driving distance of Hanson, Massachusetts, you have the opportunity to learn how to hit from the organization that understands and teaches the most popular hitting theory in Major League Baseball today better than anyone anywhere, and then play games within the rescaled Ted Williams League rules. This is why I feel it is the best overall youth program ever designed, because of its complete overall baseball educational curriculum, its unmatched hitting history, and its properly scaled playing environment. The name of this program will be Spring Camp Testing and Games, and it can be found on our website at www.tedwilliamsleague.com. For those of you that are eager to start learning immediately, we have indoor winter classes and lessons available for players between the ages of 5 and 18. If you are interested in the history and study that led to the founding of the Ted Williams League, there is a fantastic ongoing video series entitled Saving Youth Baseball, which can be found as a playlist on our YouTube channel, Ted Williams/Steve Feroli Baseball. I will list both these links in the description. For programs and players not in our area, we would be happy to help you play by Ted Williams League rule. Please contact us at tedwilliamsleague@yahoo.com. If you are a local baseball organization, board of director, we should be contacting you, as we would like to hold the first Ted Williams League tournament this year, and we are hoping you will participate for the benefit of your players. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. From Hanson, Mass, I'm Steve Feroli. Get a good pitch to hit.
I call on you to spark up all my fun. Days at the playground or right out in the street. Baseball makes